Welcome to the It's All Happening Women in CPG podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Calabrese, CPG advisor and now founder of It's All Happening, an agency that helps brands with launch strategy. Tune in as we break down ways that successful female entrepreneurs are using to build their businesses. You'll hear stories of the people who make shit happen, overcoming struggles and celebrating the wins. We cover how brands are taking products to market, tactics that work, things that have failed, and just lessons learned from out in the field. Whether you're looking for inspiration, industry secrets, or launching a brand, this is the place. Hey, hey, welcome back to the It's All Happening Women in CPG podcast. And guys, today it is just me. So this is episode 50. I can't even believe it. I'm like, how did this happen? How did we record 50 episodes? So no guest, no co-pilot. It's just me and a mic because we're celebrating today. And also I'm about to go on like a big summer break, which I'm really looking forward to. So this is the season 4 finale. And to be honest, I sat down to record this and I honestly didn't realize that it was episode 50. And I was like, wow, we've gone over a lot this season. The brands, the founders, the range of what these women are building. I'm pretty floored, honestly. So we went from cottage cheese dips to Peruvian purple corn drinks, from heritage grain cake mixes to dirty martinis, from sponges, very fancy sponges, guys, to shelf-stable kids' meals. And if there's a corner of the consumer goods world that a woman is quietly revolutionizing right now, I think we found her this season. We saw her. We spoke to her. We learned from her. So here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to walk you back through the whole season, episode by episode, and give you the brand, the founder, and one or two things that really stuck with me from each conversation. So like the strategy, the mindset, the moment that made me go, okay, remember that. Don't forget that. Write that down. Think of this as your season 4 highlight reel. And if you missed an episode, this is your cheat sheet to just go back and binge. If you caught them all, well, congrats. This is our victory lap that we're going to do together. And stick around at the end because I've got some news about what's next, a little bit about the break I'm taking and what season 5 is going to look like. So trust me, you want to hear it. Let's get into it. Season 4 from the top. Episode 33 with Kato, Kendall Kransdorf, who is such a badass. I love her so much. She's a client of mine. We kicked the season off with her. And if you've been anywhere near food trends this year, you definitely know about Kendall and what she's doing with Kato. You know about cottage cheese, that it's really having its moment. And Kendall saw past the moment to the actual opportunity. So Kato reimagines classic dips using high-protein whipped cottage cheese and clean, simple ingredients. They're lighter, fresher take on the nostalgic flavors we all grew up dipping into. And what I loved about this conversation was Kendall's background, because she's not winging it. She really isn't. Like, she came out of Boston Consulting Group doing strategy work with major retailers, then went hands-on with food scientists and co-manufacturers at a supplement startup. So when she talks about product development, she's lived on both sides of the test kitchen, honestly. And the whole thing started because her cottage cheese dips became the thing that her friends and family wouldn't stop asking for. And she actually had the discipline to recognize a real brand inside of a real craving. I just want to say that Kendall just won this incredible NIQ award where they gave her $750,000 in prizes and some cash, like all related to really helping her business thrive and build strategy, get access to great data, get access to incredible people. I am just so excited for her. And she's got a lot of incredible things coming. I'm actually really excited just to see how Kato continues to not only shake up the dip market, but really just disrupt cottage cheese as a whole. And then we chatted with Alyssa Fernandez of Allin, which is a heritage grain cake mix company out of Texas. And this is one of my favorite origin stories of the whole season. It started out with a wedding cake obsession and turned into a launch at Central Market. So she's making cakes real again with better grains. The quality of her grains is next level. You really can taste it in the product. And Alyssa is bringing stone-milled heritage wheat from Texas farmers right into your kitchen on the belief that gluten was never really the problem, which I totally agree with. It's what we did to the wheat. So every box is hand-packed in Texas. Every grain is sourced from Texas farms. And what I took away from Alyssa is how powerful it is when your brand is rooted in a place in a story. Allen is a word that means movement or come to full circle. And that's exactly what she's doing, connecting culture with celebration, tradition with taste. So we talked about what it actually takes to go from obsession at your own kitchen counter to landing on shelf in a retailer like Central Market. If you're a maker who's been told that your thing is like too niche, I would say that this episode is your permission slip. Then I did a solo episode on Expo West and how to get real ROI from that. That was a really fun one. I did that right before Expo West, before I was doing all these events and where I met some of you in person. And it's about how to actually get a return on your investment at Expo West. But honestly, this can apply to like any trade show in general. The big takeaway, and I'll say it again because founders need to hear it, ROI at Expo or any trade show is built through proximity and community, not badge scans and buyer meetings alone. So we walked through the whole itinerary, the innovation summit, Kelly and I emceed, which was so fun, the pitch slam, CPG sisterhood, the ladies lounge, anti-expo, the after hours house parties, and how to really just approach every piece of it with intention. The founders who win at these shows, they're not just standing on the sidelines, they're in the middle of the conversation. So you really have to put yourself in the middle when you go to these things. They're building relationships before they need them, making introductions, becoming part of the ecosystem. So if you have a big show coming up, which you might be going to Fancy Food, and you want to leave with positioning and community equity instead of just a stack of business cards, go back, listen to that one. Then we chatted with Sandra Diaz of Brisca. She's originally from Barcelona. She started Brisca after moving to the US. She's based out of Portland, but the whole brand vibe, if you've seen it, is just so Mediterranean and like perfectly Spanish and European. She started this brand after noticing that in the US, olive oil is really just like treated as a background ingredient and the quality here sucks. And it's something that you cook with and you forget. And that's just not the case for her culture and where she comes from. Olive oil is a centerpiece. So Brisca is a premium Spanish extra virgin olive oil made from olives milled the very same day they're harvested. That same day detail matters too, because that's where the freshness and the flavor live. And what really stuck with me is the bigger idea behind it. So this concept of sobremesa, the Spanish tradition of lingering around the table after a meal, this is like, Sandra's all about this and I love it. She's not just selling oil, she's selling the table, right? The conversation, the connection, the brand's already been featured in Food and Wine and Vogue, you guys. And it's growing across specialty retail, direct to consumer. So if you're building a premium product and wondering how to make people really care about the quality that like maybe they're not used to caring about the quality with a specific product, this is something you should really tap into, because Sandra's storytelling is a true masterclass in brand building. And then I chatted with Danielle Orellana. She is the co-founder of Mitts. And I told you at the beginning, we're going to get to sponges, right? She is also by day a full-time pediatric dentist and a hospital attending in Brooklyn. So just think about that for a second. She's disrupting the sponge category in all of her spare time, right? So Mitts makes design-forward, non-abrasive sponges for delicate glassware. These sponges are gorgeous, you guys. If you haven't looked them up, if you like wine, you need a Mitts sponge. And also you can use them for fine kitchen tools as well. So born out of the very specific frustration of broken wine glasses and ugly sponges that nobody wants sitting on their counter, Danielle and her husband decided to start this business. So Danielle and her husband don't have prior CPG experience, and they're building this from the ground up around both of them having demanding medical careers. So her whole ethos is that even the most everyday object deserves to be intentional and have beautiful design. I love this episode for anyone who thinks that they can't start because they don't come from the industry, or that they've got a real job and they can't do it and they don't have time, or their idea is too small. So a better sponge built by a dentist. If that's not proof that the opportunity is everywhere, guys, don't know what is. Then I spoke with Pantry Gems, Gina Moore, who is the founder. Love her so much. If you don't know Pantry Gems, you need to follow her. Also, speaking of solving a very specific, very relatable problem, she is the founder of Pantry Gems that is taking on leftover tomato paste, guys. You know the moment. A recipe needs 1 tablespoon. The can has 12. The rest goes to getting all moldy in the back of your fridge. Pantry Gems makes perfectly portioned tablespoons of organic tomato paste so home cooks can use exactly what they need and waste nothing. Amen. I love this concept so much. Gina's in San Diego. She's a mom of 3 young kids, building this brand in public and sharing the whole journey on social. And it's been a journey, you guys. This is not an easy brand to launch. And that's what we really dug into, building in public, talking about tomatoes on the internet, walking her dog Ravioli, and turning a tiny universal kitchen annoyance into a brand people actually root for. There's something just so smart about this product and focused as well too. Like, can we talk about focus here? One SKU solving one problem. It's instantly explainable, instantly relatable. If you've ever worried about your idea being just too simple, Gina is proof that simple and specific is often just exactly what wins. And then I chatted with Kimmy Pace, founder of Afternoon Toast, who is just such a wonderful human, you guys. Kimmy's also a client of mine, and she is a technology audit consultant. She literally leads IPO readiness projects for global companies, and she became a beverage founder because of her own lifelong health challenges. She's managed chronic dehydration since childhood, and as someone with a sensitive gut, she found most electrolyte and better-for-you drinks are just too sugary, too carbonated, too hard to digest. I can totally relate to this one. So she built what she needed. Afternoon Toast is a ready-to-drink tea made from steeped ginger, roasted barley, and water. It's slightly nutty, toasty, warming, gentle on the gut, supports digestion, no caffeine, no sugar, no carbonation. This drink like really speaks to me. I am the ideal customer for sure. And the idea actually came from a novel she read about a Korean family who drank roasted barley tea, and she started brewing it at home. She fell in love. And what I appreciated about Kimmy is how she brings that same IPO readiness precision to building the brand. She is very detail-oriented and really has just built this thing obsessively. I appreciate it so much. The rigor of her day job shows up in how she is taking this brand to market. So personal need plus operational discipline is the theme in this season, and it works. And then I chatted with Liana Krasnow, founder of Nudo. Liana Krasnow is someone who I've had the pleasure of working with for several months. I think the title of her episode says it all. The fast launch that put Nudo on the map. Nudo is a better-for-you sauce brand reimagining pantry staples with clean, functional ingredients, with bone broth built in as a core component for extra nutrition and depth of flavor. Okay, bone broth in your sauce. How cool is that, right? Added functional benefit. The sauce is so delicious. The bone broth doesn't even like change that traditional sauce flavor. It just adds protein and like richness to it. This conversation was such an honest look at what it actually takes to go from concept to retail shelves fast. We talked about momentum and about how speed itself can be a strategy when you use it right. And if you're someone who's been almost ready to launch for about 18 months, Liana's episode might be the kick that you need. Then I chatted with Nikta Mansouri of Lasam. Now, for a vibe shift, okay? Nikta is the founder and CEO of Lasam, an LA-based dirty martini brand. She launched it in late 2025. And her whole thesis is so sharp. The martini isn't just a drink, guys. It's a ritual. It's a mood. It's a cultural signal. Lasam sits right at that intersection of taste and intention. Nikta spent nearly a decade in entertainment at Gloria Sanchez Productions, Saturday Night Live. So she's got this finely tuned eye for culture and what makes something feel undeniably of the moment. And you can feel it in the brand. Like, check this brand out and you'll know what I'm talking about. Also, her dog is named Humphrey Bogart. I mean, come on. Which tells you everything about her taste level. So we got into how you build a brand that's really selling a feeling and a moment, not just a product in a bottle. If you're in a category where the experience is the product, beverages, beauty, anything aspirational, NYCTA's cultural instincts are worth the listen. Okay, then I chatted with Emma Whedon of Emma Snacks. She joined me to chat about her newly launched LA-based brand that is chocolate-covered potato chips made with kettle-cooked chips and seriously thoughtful ingredients. The label is so clean here. If you want something indulgent and clean, you like need to check this out. So this is what makes Emma's story so relatable. She built this while working a full-time job. Grassroots sampling, organic marketing, early retail partnerships, the unglamorous hands-on grind. What sets the product apart is the obsession with her details. So organic fair trade chocolate, avocado oil instead of seed oils, no natural flavors, no junk. She saw a category, the chocolate-covered potato chip, that the whole Better For You movement had basically skipped over. And she upgraded every single part of it, from the oil it's fried into, in the chocolate it's dipped in. And she's just a great example of proving that indulgence and intention don't have to be at odds. So for everyone building a brand on nights and weekends right now, I would say listen to Emma's episode. It's for you. Then I chatted with Amrit Richmond, who is the creator behind Indie CPG. This one was a bit different. So instead of a single brand founder, I sat down with Amrit. And she's a strategist that studies consumer goods for work and for play. So she does it for work, but she also does it for play. And if you don't follow Indie CPG yet, you need to fix that. So she creates content and community for the humans building brands. The whole episode was how to have a standout launch. And it's packed with the kind of tactical, been there perspective you only get from someone who watches hundreds of brands launch. So we talked about cutting through the noise, finding collaborations, building a community around your launch instead of just shouting into the void. So this is an episode to send to a founder friend who's got a launch date circled on the calendar and a pit in their stomach. This is definitely the episode for you. Amrit's the connector this industry needs, and her playbook is very generous. I would take a listen to this one. Then I chatted with Erica Small and Nikki Hugenier, co-founders of Yes Way Rosé, which I'm sure you are familiar with the brand if you are a rosé drinker. They are two lifelong best friends who launched the brand back in 2013. And here's the strategy I want you to catch. They built a highly engaged online audience and lifestyle community first, which is very interesting. And they didn't release their first wine until 2018. So they were a brand before they were even a bottle, like before there was rosé in the bottle. And it worked. Yes Way Rosé has grown into one of the leading rosé brands in the country. They have more than 13 million bottles sold, with a portfolio spanning in still, sparkling, canned, NA. Erica came out of fashion editorial and Nikki out of design. And you can see both of their fingerprints all over the brand's voice. And it's instantly recognizable look. So we talk about building buzz as a lifestyle brand before the product even existed. They have a strategic partnership that gave them an unfair advantage, very unique and interesting, and why they've doubled down on rosé instead of just chasing every adjacent category. So if you only listen to one episode on brand building and patience, I would listen to this one. Now on to Curd with Monica McKellen. So cottage cheese really made its comeback this season. So first with dips with Cotto and now pudding with Monica McKellen, founder of Curd. Curd is a modern take on pudding made from real cottage cheese, high protein, fiber rich, made from whole ingredients. It feels indulgent, but actually supports how you want to eat. So Monica, she started this brand during her postpartum period, looking for foods that were both nourishing and satisfying. And she was like coming up empty. So she was frustrated by the options, leaning on protein powders and just artificial ingredients that she didn't want to eat. They didn't keep her full. And she has over a decade in marketing and product strategy, but Curd is the first thing she's built entirely on her own. And she's bringing it to market through early retail launches and partnerships. Her mission is making nostalgic foods nourishing again. But I think that's such a rich vein right now. We talked about building your first own brand over a career of building other people's. If that's where you are, you'll feel seen in this one, guaranteed. And then I chatted with another set of co-founders, Victoria Tawney and Katie Nugent of Birdie Bakes. These girls are two moms on a mission. Okay, they're co-founders and they make the first easy to bake muffin mix with real fruits and veggies in every bite. And like so many parents, they wanted to get more fiber, more protein, more fruits and veggies. I mean, don't we all, into their kids? And muffins were one of the only guaranteed yeses in the house. So honestly, pretty genius if you ask me. But the existing options didn't cut it. Baking from scratch was messy. Time-consuming store-bought mixes had no real nutrition. So they made what didn't exist. Birdie Bakes mixes use real ingredients like banana, apple, carrot, sweet potato. They've got 50% less sugar than most leading mixes, and they're designed to be fail-proof for busy families. So what I love talking about with Victoria and Katie was building a brand with a co-founder you trust, solving a problem you live every single day, and honest, simple fun. If you're building alongside a partner, this episode has a lot of heart and a lot of practical wisdom about doing it together. And then I chatted with Maria Velasquez. Maria is the co-founder of The Purple Drop, a vibrant beverage brand that is modernizing Peru's beloved chicha morada for a new generation. So if you've never heard of it, chicha morada is made from purple corn, real fruit, and warming spices, an ancient Peruvian tradition now in a clean, ready-to-drink format of a can. So Maria's path is amazing. She spent more than a decade leading marketing and demand generation for enterprise tech and cybersecurity companies, serious B2B world, and then traded software for sips. Okay, she's co-founding Purple Drop with her husband, Roger, inspired by his family's homemade recipe and a transformative trip to Peru that their family took. So she's a Moroccan-born founder raising a multicultural family with Peruvian traditions at the center of the table. And she's using food and beverage to connect people to culture and storytelling while supporting farmers behind the ingredients. So we talked about a heritage product the US market doesn't know yet and making it feel modern and irresistible. So if you're bringing something to market that's a cultural tradition to a new audience, I would definitely listen to Maria's episode. And then I chatted with Rupa Anandata, who is the founder of Nomi. Rupa created this incredible line of organic pantry meals for kids, shelf stable, complete, ready in 10 minutes, just add hot water. Rupa's resume is pretty impressive. So 15 years managing operations and supply chain at Apple, Microsoft, Peloton, bringing products to market at scale. And the origin story is one every parent will feel in their gut. So after her son became a toddler eating real meals, she felt the constant tension between wanting to feed him well and not having the time. So she reached for frozen meals and pouches that just didn't deliver. And the breaking point was an 8-hour flight where he survived just on goldfish and pretzels. And really in that moment, she wanted an actual meal that she could grab as a fast snack. So she spent a year working with families and pediatric nutritionists to build a complete meal, protein, fiber, veggies, that needs literally zero cooking, you guys. It's freeze-dried. And the surprise, she uses it mostly at home, the 5:30 scramble, the gap between school and dinner. Nomi is launching this summer, direct-to-consumer first, with retail follow. And I would say my main takeaway on this is when operational brilliance meets real-life parenting. I love this episode so much. You definitely need to check it out. And then my last episode is with Yulia Wilson, who's the founder of Cruno, a anti-inflammatory ingredient-based granola brand that has really incredible flavors. Yulia built this brand from the ground up herself. She started it out of her own need and her own curiosity around health and wellness and nutrition. And she started off in the farmer's market, you guys. She's like really built this one with her own hands. Her brand has gone through such an incredible glow up over the last 6 months. She has really taken her packaging and her positioning to the next level. I just love her story and how she decided that a career in tech just wasn't for her and she wanted to be a CPG founder. So check out that episode, especially if you are a brand selling in the farmers markets. You're going to want to listen to this one. So that's the season, guys. 17 conversations, 17 women who looked at something broken or boring or just begging to be, I don't know, done better and built the answer themselves. Cottage cheese dips and puddings, heritage cake mixes, Spanish olive oil, designer sponges, portion tomato paste, roasted barley tea, bone broth sauces, dirty martinis, chocolate covered chips, rosé, muffin mixes, purple corn drinks, kids meals that you make with hot water, and the strategists and connectors helping all of them launch louder. When I started this podcast, the whole idea was to give women in CPG a place to tell the real story, not the highlight reel, the actual game plan. Like we need details here. And every single one of these founders showed up and did exactly that. So if you took something from this season, a strategy, a mindset shift, a little kick of courage, go back, finish the episodes you missed, and please tell a founder friend. These women deserve the ears, and you might be the reason someone finally launches. So now the news, I'm signing off for the season. I'm taking some time off this summer. I'm going to travel. I'm going to be present with my kids. We're headed out on a couple of vacations. And sometimes building a brand and a business and a podcast all at once means that the people that I love sometimes get the leftovers. And this summer, they're not going to get the leftovers. So I think you know exactly what I mean, but I'm really just going to decompress over the next 6 weeks. But don't worry. This is a see you soon. It's not a goodbye. I'm going to be back in like late August with season 5. I'm telling you guys, the lineup is going to be fantastic. So we're going to have a combination of brands out in the market and brands that are about to launch, brands that have already launched. And I've already got names. I can't wait to share them. And alongside it, we're bringing back a brand new cohort of Launch Lab. So if you've been thinking about getting serious about your own launch, keep an eye out because the timing is going to be perfect. And I have tons of other fun stuff that I'm launching too, you guys, that I honestly can't wait to share with you. Just ways and super approachable resources for you to be able to build the foundation for your brand and really launch smarter, not harder. I want you to use my program and my resources and everything we do here at It's All Happening to lay a solid foundation and not waste time and money and get that product out there in the world. So more to come, guys. Until then, keep building, keep going. Remember, it's all happening, okay? I'm Danielle Calabrese. This has been the season 4 finale. I will see you in late August. Have the best summer. Bye, friends. I have a question for you. Are you running in circles every month and stalling yourself out, missing out on sales? You're just like doing endless research because you're trying to figure it all out on your own. Maybe you're confused on how to price your product, how much margin you'll need, if you're going to be profitable. You really don't know how much startup capital you're going to need. You're lost on what to spend and what's reasonable. And you don't have any clue really on how to build an operating budget. Maybe you can't get a manufacturer to answer your emails and you're not sure if you need to spend money on an R&D partner. And then when it comes to retail, you just don't even know where to start. You never successfully pitched to a retail buyer or an investor, and you could really use some guidance and framework. You might not have any clue on how to figure out which channels to launch in and how to determine when it's time to open up new ones. And I know that you really want to launch your brand, but you just don't feel confident that you have the right information and strategy to be successful. So let me help you de-risk your investment. This is what we do in Launch Lab. I guide you through my 4-part framework that teaches you exactly how to launch your food and beverage brand successfully. You'll get a complete toolkit that will take you through the step-by-step process, and you'll have access to a founder community so you can build alongside others who are in the same shoes and at similar stages, where you network inside of our Slack channel. You have access to me specifically in office hours every week, where you come with your questions and I give you real live operator-led feedback. There's 2 ways to join Launch Lab. You can join our live cohort, which happens twice a year in March and in September. These are 10-week cohorts that kick off and run 4 days a week. If you want to get started now and it's not March or September, you miss a sign up, no worries. We have the pre-recorded version running all the time, so you can join at your leisure whenever it works for you. So stop stressing out, start de-risking your investment and getting a real launch plan together. Check out itsallhappeningagency.co/launch-course.